Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You heard the candidate just now, and I got to be careful here because I am not endorsing anybody. I have already voted. I'm merely quoting a phrase, and the phrase used was not riding the Trump wave. I think it's a great phrase as it relates to tariffs and what happens here in Louisiana. We're going to approach it economically with our next guest and our friend Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, at Newell Norman's alma mater, UNO. And then we'll talk with Pearson Cross about the political aspects of this. Hey, Dub, welcome in and thanks for taking the time.
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about tariffs. Let's do tariffs 101, I guess, before we talk about how it hurts Louisiana or how it could hurt or help Louisiana, I should say. In terms of the president and what he's doing, does this help or hurt specific states? Is this a deal where you gotta get sick a little bit before you get better? What is the bottom line on all of this?
Well, in general, tariffs are considered protectionist measures where you're trying to protect some particular industry in the U.S. Now, as we've seen, interestingly, one of the industries that Trump has said he wanted to protect was the steel industry. And yet we see our local Bayou Steel closing down. And one of the big reasons appears to be tariffs, because he forgets that not only does they sell, steel here, but which is not being imported from everywhere else, but their scrap metal is imported, so they have to pay tariffs on their scrap metal, and that seems to be one of the things that is driving them out of business. So there's like these unintended consequences, and the problem with that is that yes, you may protect some jobs in certain industries, but tariffs are almost always followed by reciprocal tariffs, which then by the other country, which then hurt other industries. So yeah, maybe our steel industry is doing a little bit better in some places, but our soybean industry is getting killed. So economists tend to be very much in almost unanimously in favor of free trade, because that's been proven over and over again to lift all boats. It's both countries win from free trade. That doesn't mean everybody in the country wins, but I mean overall both countries win from free trade.
So would Louisiana win from this? Because, you know, economics, Dub, if it's working for you, right, it's working. And if it's working for everybody else, not working for you, then it's not working. So as it relates right to these tariffs and people having jobs, and there has been some controversy at first over Bayou Steel, if it was related to tariffs or not, and then you cleared it up, as have others, about the imported and the steel that they recycle. At some point, the tariffs affect them, correct?
Yes, that appears to be the case.
All right, so go ahead.
Well, anyway, the overall issue for Louisiana is, and you're right, as I said, tariffs in general make both nations better off, but there's usually some sectors that are hurt by it and others that are helped. The net effect is always positive. Now, in Louisiana's case, because the port is such a big deal for us, that certainly the tariffs are clearly a negative for Louisiana. And because, again, the soybeans that people aren't selling to China are not coming through the port of Louisiana, and that's costing us jobs and income down here, among other things. So in Louisiana's case, because, you know, we are one of the largest ports in the country, that's one of the major factors that makes free trade very, very good for us and tariffs, therefore, bad.
All right, we take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. All three candidates for governor, three major candidates, have said they're on board with the tariffs, although in 4 years they're saying it might not be a beneficial thing to Louisiana. And I'm paraphrasing that. When we come back, I'll ask Dub, and if you have any questions or comments, please text him in 87870. Does this ever wind up being a positive for Louisiana in terms of some people get helped and some people get hurt? But you look at it overall. Time now, WWL Traffic. 826, a big election on Saturday, unless you voted early, as did I. And we're talking about the three candidates saying they support President Trump and the tariffs. But what effect is that having on Louisianians? And a couple of texts come in that I think are interesting because they're from different angles, apparently different schools of thought. One says, I guess the president is trying to do what's best for the United States, and unfortunately, there are local casualties in doing so. Another one says, I feel for the informed voter, misinformed voter who has lost their job because Trump supporters were so eager to follow that blank off the cliff. So apparently, Dublane, associate professor of economics and finance at my alma mater, UNO, some different feelings on that. I guess before the break, I asked you, is there ever a condition under this trade war where Louisiana wins if it continues as it is now? And while I'm throwing questions at you, Dub, what are the odds that it changes?
Well, again, let me say this. In what sense might this trade war be positive? And I will concede that China clearly has unfair trade practices, a bunch that are attacking it. So the idea of trying to challenge China with this trade war in the hope that we can change their behavior, if that's successful, then that will be a net gain for all of America. If it's not successful, then we're going to pay a big price. But I will concede that if that strategy, I don't know if I agree with the strategy, but if it works, that would be a very good thing, because China clearly has unfair trade practices and the U.S. suffers because of that. So I think that's one of the things that Trump has talked about, and there's merit to that argument. But again, we're going to see if it's going to work or not.
So let's go to Petaluma, California, Dub, home of the World Wrestling Championships. And China's got a big old bicep, and the United States has a big old bicep, and they're arm wrestling. Who's got the bigger bicep here?
I don't know. The trade wars are lose-lose. You know, the one thing that clearly Trump was wrong about when he said, oh, trade wars are easy to win. Well, that's clearly not true. It's not clear who's going to win on this. In fact, in general, what happens is both people lose. And so if we get to ego, for the China, they're not willing to back down and Trump's not willing to back down, then we're all going to lose. But let me say one other thing about, when I talk about where there are winners and losers in the trade war among individuals, for instance, historically, I remember back when David Vitter was a big free trade advocate, except when it came to sugar. And there he thought the sugar industry should be protected. Well, obviously, we do a lot of sugar here in Louisiana. But the downside of that is that whenever you end up protecting jobs in the U.S., you're protecting them because it costs us more to produce those goods than it does everybody else, which means who pays for that is the American consumer. So if we win a war to protect American jobs, the people that are paying for it is not China so much as it is the U.S. consumer.
Thank you, Dub. I appreciate your time. Somebody texted in and said, so how did Obama help Louisiana economy when he put oil moratorium on? What is the difference? I don't understand how people go back to Obama, because that was then, and you can go back and historically look at it, but it's got nothing to do with what is going on now. I would think you'd be more concerned with the trade war as it relates to China and what it's going to do to affect the Louisiana economy, as opposed to saying, well, they did it too. I never did understand that logic. 8:30 more, we come back. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.